Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Giants had an opportunity to save their season, a unique one at 1-4, because the rest of the division was so bad, and they came out and played their worst game of the year, which is really mind-boggling, as they were never in this game right off the bat. A terrible Eli Manning throw bounces up in the air, interception, and the Eagles are off to the races from there. The defense, which had some life in the first half, decided not to play in the second half.
Well, they wore down, man. I mean, you know, come on. I mean, you know, running around after Carson Wentz gets exhausting. Remember, Olivier Vernon hasn't played for 5 weeks or 6 weeks. I was wondering if he was going to make it through the game.
Yeah, well, I mean,
he was the one who probably should have gotten the IV.
Yeah, right. As opposed to Odell Beckham Jr., who made that his excuse for leaving the field early and not being on the field for the last play of the first half.
It's pathetic, man. It's actually his actions over the last, let's call it what it is. They've been pathetic.
Yep, right.
And I know there will be people out there saying, well, he deserves better. He should be on the field with a better quarterback. And hey, too bad. You signed the contract. You're here. You made like a good boy for 3 months and you cleaned up your act. You got the money, and then all of a sudden you turn right back into the douche that you were before. At the end of the day, that's what it is, you know, and that's how you got to look at it. I'm sorry, it's frustrating, it's bad, it's ugly, and the rest of the guys in that team, they don't want to put up with that. They also don't want to put up with Eli Manning anymore either.
Yeah, it seems like it. And an article came out before the game, some anonymous Giants complaining about what Eli can't do
any longer.
We all
know what he can't do. They don't have to say
it. Problem. Well, it is different when the people from the locker room and players say it to reporters and don't put their name on it, to add to the fact that Odell Beckham Jr. was also on ESPN saying it.
And don't forget that your head coach on the sideline was visibly frustrated with his offense in different situations. You know, and I'm not sure what he was frustrated about. I don't know if it was not throwing the ball downfield when the plays were there to be had. You know, it's mind-numbing. I mean, because they went all in, and Dave Gettleman was talking about, you know, there's plenty of there, you know, left there. We can win with him. And
the Philadelphia game wasn't a mirage. Well, okay. What about this Philadelphia game?
I mean, really, you know what it does? It actually... You know, it highlights what the problem is, and I think you hit the nail right on the head when you opened the show and with the rant you went off of. I was shocked that I heard what I heard from you, but you were right, man. The owner listened to the fans, and as Phil Simms has said 1,000 times over, if you're going to be listening to, if you're going to listen and react to the fans, then go sit with the fans.
I'm really curious to hear what came out of the Giants locker room last night. So Jerry's here with an update. What's happened, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Monmouth University. Our coast, your horizon. Navigate your future at monmouth.edu. Also brought to you by Brothers Supply, now carrying a full line of Samsung ductless mini splits. First, we'll get you the way the game started last night, which was not well.
Second and short. Manning over the middle. The pass deflected and intercepted. Camus Grugier-Hill chased out of bounds at about the 10-yard line.
That's Bob Papa with
Bob
the call on the fan.
Popper.
Did not take.
You know, that's a play right there. There is plenty of room in the pocket. It's wide open. There are three Eagle defenders within 2 yards of the intended receiver. So that's seven of the guys within 5 yards of the quarterback. Where are the other four? And where are your guys, and what are they doing? There's one-on-one somewhere, and Jalen Mills has been awful this year.
Yeah, I mean, and why are we forcing balls to Scott Simonson, too? I mean, honestly, and that's the guy you're going to try to force the ball to?
That's like somebody made his mind up. I hate to say it. He sucks!
No, it's not that. Well, you said it. Say that. What I'm going to say is I'm going to say that he is really skittish.
No, skittish. Skittish in the pocket.
Here's what happened a few plays later.
Third and seven from the 13. Wentz claps his hands, takes the snap, steps up, feels pressure, escapes to his right. Giants stay in coverage, throws it back over the field, and the pass is caught in the end zone for a touchdown.
There's a flag.
Alshon Jeffrey with the touchdown. The flag is in the secondary.
It was holding on the defense. Play stood 7-0 at that point on the way to a 34-13 win.
Just play it one more time. Listen to how Bob Papa describes what's happening to Carson Wentz.
He moves.
And gets away.
Yeah,
and
I don't.
He makes the throw.
Yeah.
And he puts the throw right on the money.
What most young quarterbacks can do.
Yeah.
Here is some of the post-game sound that you want to hear, Greg. Here's Pat Shurmur, the way he opened things up.
All right, well, we've all just watched it. We didn't do anything well enough to win tonight. Credit Philadelphia.
Now, you had brought up the whole replay thing with throw the ball down the field.
Yes. Yeah.
So he was asked about it pretty quickly.
It seemed like the cameras caught you upset. Did you want you to push the ball downfield more there?
Or? I'm sure the cameras could have caught me upset a bunch of times tonight.
In that particular moment, was you upset that you didn't go downfield?
I don't know what you're referring to, but... yeah, there were many moments tonight I was upset.
Right,
the one
coach.
I will say, though, at least he handled his timeouts right at the end of the first half. And they gave him a chance to kick a field goal, and Rojas' leg, you know, came up short on a 52-yard field goal attempt. But at least they used their timeouts right, and they got the ball back.
Reporter says replays actually show you saying throw the ball.
Really? I don't remember that.
Second and long.
I don't remember.
Quick flare out to the right flat.
I don't recall that.
And they even give me a play and everything. The coach, it was this time.
That's right, though. We all saw it.
Yeah, everybody saw it.
And we all know what the problem is, but he came here knowing what he had to deal with.
Is there a level of concern about Eli, though? Just, you know, I know the blocking has not been good, but he's been off target.
No, I'm not concerned about Eli.
You know he is. He's not going to say it. I mean, this is another thing that came out of last year when Ben McAdoo went up there and called out Eli in one of the press conferences. He got roasted like crazy, and it led to his part of the reason why it led to his firing. So, I mean, Pat Shurmur knows enough not to crush Eli Manning, but when you're 1-5, your team plays like that, you're caught on camera saying throw the ball down the field.
It's okay. You can
what are you going to do?
You can crush him now because Steve Serby crushed him. So,
I know.
He sees the world through the Giants, you know, Super Bowl glasses, but you know, Saquon's legs can't make up for Eli's dead arm. I don't know. It's there now. Now it's out there. Now everybody is now all in on this thing. There are no more defenders. There may be some. I mean, and it's hard because, you know, when you get older and things are just not there and the explosiveness is not there and you just not pushing it down the field and you want to get rid of the football and you're throwing wider receiver screens and you're dropping it off to Saquon Barkley. Okay, that's fine. But, you know, you can't – they're not even close downfield. They're not even – I mean, the balls are either behind them, below them – over their heads. I mean, it's all over the place.
Here was Eli. Where's your confidence out at 1-5?
You know, my confidence in myself is good. You know, I know we can play. It's just a matter of we just got to figure out how to be more consistent and be better on offense.
And
see, this you stink.
All right, well, whatever. But here's the problem. He's always like this. He talks like this after wins and losses. So he's not changing. He's Eli, right? This is why you love him. This is why he's non-controversial. He's always going to be looked at with very, very respectful eyes. But what he should be saying there is like, I need to be playing better. I need to be doing this.
Right.
Because the team got drilled and he needs to be taking more of the responsibility personally, and he's not. And
right.
That probably bothers his teammates.
And he is in the throes of a mutiny right now. That's what's going on.
It certainly feels that way. But they don't have any alternative. There's no other alternative there.
You mean Kyle Lauletta isn't ready to play out of Richmond?
Maybe Davis Webb would have been an alternative, but he probably spoke out of turn about having to, you know, getting a chance to play the last three games last year, so we got to get rid of him. You know, anybody that's not a supporter of Eli's got to go.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, look at the situation you're in now.
Here's Beckham. Any reason why you were headbutting a Misting fan?
I was just trying to get myself going. You know, that's I feel like some of those plays right after I was getting myself going was some of my best stuff.
I'm a douche.
It's all for show. It's all for show.
You think?
I'm telling you. I mean, it's like this is what he is now. This is his brand. Is Odell Beckham Jr. being held back by the Giants? Look how frustrated he is. And let me go over to this giant blue thing and punch it so that video can be shown out there because he's so frustrated. And he should be on the Rams instead of the Giants and the quarterbacks.
I'm a douche.
Give me a break.
Here's more Beckham.
I bet you if he were on the Rams, though, he'd have a lot more catches and a lot more open space and a lot more plays.
Of course
made.
He would. Yeah.
And I don't, when I look at the, why are the Rams so much better than.
Just they're
the
better
Giants?
In almost every spot.
Right, they got better players. They got a better coach. They got,
Saquon Barkley's pretty good. Odell Beckham is a good player.
He sure, Saquon Barkley's very good. So is Todd Gurley.
There's a lot of baggage that comes with Odell Beckham Jr., but you just gave him $95 million.
Who's as good as Aaron Donald? That pressures the quarterback.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that side of the defense. I'm talking about the offense of the Rams. I mean, like, it's Jared Goff. He's like unbelievable. He's like spot on. He's quick, decisive, and accurate.
Here was more Beckham. He was the priority for Philadelphia.
Their game plan was to not allow me to have any big plays, keep everything in front, safety over the top, doubling.
He was saying two man with a safety over the top. Now, what's that?
Two man with a safety I thought, over the top.
He said that at one point where they had two guys on him and then the safety over the top as well.
I'll have to look at the all 22.
So
I've never heard of
three guys dedicated to Odell
at
Beckham
one point,
Jr.
pretty much.
They had three guys dedicated to the tight end last night on the interception.
On that play they did, yeah.
Had three guys dedicated to him and then three guys dedicated to Odell. That means somebody's running. Right. So, or three guys are running wide open.
Six guys about to sack Eli Manning.
How do you explain Barkley going off 130 yards rushing, 99 yards receiving, and them not changing the coverages to you?
I don't know. Eventually, they're going to have the game plan for him. I mean, or he's just going to go for it. He's going to do the same thing. He's going to torch him.
Here was this one would concern you, I think. Here's Barkley on what's going on inside.
We got to find a way to, stop competing with ourselves, to be completely honest. And I think continue believing in each other and about to take care of ourselves.
This is from a young rookie.
Competing with yourselves.
Yep. Exactly right. So the Eagles 9 of 16 on third down last night.
That kid is like, how do you not love that kid, honestly?
Oh no, it's great. He's a lone bright spot in what has turned out to be a complete disaster.
He's just on the wrong team.
I want to hear these third down stats, though, here. So,
9 for 16.
And then the Giants for what?
I didn't – not good.
The Giants, I think, were terrible.
15 and for like two games in a row.
Yeah.
On third down. I don't know if they ever converted one late.
It's crazy.
I actually turned it off. Like, I couldn't watch anymore.
Reports do say the Giants fined Beckham for his ESPN interview. Eagles Panthers next week. The Giants have the Falcons in Atlanta on Monday Night Football. Jets face get to see that in primetime again. Jets and Colts on Sunday. Tonight in Milwaukee, game one of the NLCS between the Brewers and Dodgers. Clayton Kershaw, Gio Gonzalez, your pitching matchup. Tomorrow night, game one, ALCS, Red Sox and Astros. It's Sale and Verlander. Rangers, Sharks, say a late goal from Brendan Smith gets it tied. And then in overtime,
Carlson goes deep, drops it back for Hurdle. Rangers take it away. Brady Shea joined by Zuccarello. Couture back. Shea shoots. Score! Rangers win!
The great Sam Rosen on MSG. They win 3-2. Henrik Lundqvist with 41 saves as they beat the Sharks in OT.
I have to tell you this, that your team, your Devils team, looked awesome.
Dominated the Capitals last night.
Yeah, that looks awesome.
6-0.
But I have to say, from a Rangers fan's perspective, last night was about as enjoyable as a game as I can ever remember being at. You know what I mean? It was so much fun. It was up and down. And they are fast. They're playing hard. Nobody's questioning that. They got to get used to this new system and everything. Man, this kid, Brett Howden, man, scored a goal between his legs backwards.
That's awesome. Knicks tonight, preseason basketball.
Okay, whatever.
That's the last one, right? Last preseason game?
I believe so, yeah. Season starts next week.
Hey, do you agree with me? Because I think, and maybe Al, maybe you can agree with me as well. Because there's something going on.
What's going on?
I think that my man to my left over here has gone through like some sort of makeover.
No, he's lost 20 pounds.
No, but he's got his hair cut now.
Well, I got a haircut.
But he's thinner.
He's wearing a button-down shirt.
Well,
nice.
Yeah. Well, it's all about the weight, though.
You're becoming like the WFAN's version of Max Kellerman. Very like neatly coiffed and trimmed up and everything. You
know? I would get haircuts and I would wear button-down shirts.
But you're not a mess anymore.
I was a total puffball.
Because I think he's got a lot of confidence right now.
Well, I'm losing some weight. I lost a little bit of weight. It's a good thing, right?
20? Would you say?
Yeah, it was 23, actually.
There you go.
I was looking at you this morning. I didn't want you to think I was getting all weirded up on you and everything, but I was just thinking, wow, man, my man's
Something happened. I don't know.
Yeah, only another 25
to go.
Did
you get some Botox or something?
No. Well, Botox. Jerry says it all the time, man. You know, Al, because he's so thin now and takes care of himself, you look younger. When you lose weight and you 100%. Eat the right things, you start to look a little younger.
Skin looks better. Face looks better. Thinner. So,
yeah, I mean, listen.
The whole pregnancy's over with. That's why now. You get pregnant. You got pregnant with Gina. You ate with her. You sat with her.
I had a meatball baby.
Whatever uncomfortable, however she was feeling, you took that on yourself.
Yeah.
And you don't even realize that happened.
Oh, I realized.
But now I feel like, you know, you're like the Peloton King or something.
I got to keep it going, though. I'm still not at a healthy weight. Got to keep it going.
It's a good start, though.
I appreciate it.
I feel like I'm looking at a makeover. That's what I'm looking at.
In progress?
Like.
In progress.
No, I even said that out this morning. I said,
All right. Well, let's
see. More sloppiness. I like it.
Hopefully in 2 more months, I'll look like I used to look, like a real adult man who does not have health problems.
All right. But. Sounds good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.